这一堂的聚会原来安排叶传道讲道。
This session was assigned to Pastor Ye.
他因为看见我讲义很多，怕讲不完，做一堂账给我。
He saw that I got a lot of handouts, so he was afraid that I won't be able to finish it, so he would let me speak in this session.
昨天开始我们就学习唯独这个真教这个主题。
Yesterday we were studying the only true church.
圣经说教会是基督的身体。
The Bible says the church is the body of Christ.
就是身体有三个条件。
So there are three criteria.
第一个条件是要基督的灵。
First of all, it has to have God's Spirit.
有圣灵。
The Holy Spirit.
也叫神的灵。
So the Spirit of God.
有圣灵会讲方言。
If we have Spirit of God, we'll be able to speak in tongues.
因为没有基督灵不属基督。
If we don't have the Spirit of God, we wouldn't belong to God.
所以教要基督的灵。
So the church should have the Spirit of God.
第一个条件。
The first criteria.
要说基督的话。
We should be able to speak the words of God.
信仰和圣经清楚的根据。
So our faith will have the Bible as a foundation.
那第三个条件呢？
The third criteria,
要基督的能力。
We have to have the power of Christ.
就是有神迹奇事的见证。
So we should have miracles.
这三个条件都具备的教会，就是基督身体。
And if a church has these three criteria, then it's the body of Christ.
目前有没有这种教会，我们还没有遇到，不晓得有没有。
And currently, we don't know if there is such a church.
假如有这样的教会，跟我们一样。
If there is such a church that is the same as us, they have these three criteria.
虽然他们还没有跟你们合成一群，
and even though they are not united with us yet,
但在神看是同一群。
But in the eyes of God, it's the same group.
同样有圣灵，
because we both have the Holy Spirit.
同样有完备的真理，
and have the true gospel.
同样有基督能力，
and has the power of God.
那跟我们本质上是没有差别。
And then that's intrinsically the same with us.
所以在神看是同一群。
In the eyes of God, it's the same group.
时候到了，自然会合为一。
And when the time comes, we'll become one.
所以耶稣说过，他另有羊。
God says, I have other flocks.
不是属于这个羊圈，不是属于这一群的。
They do not belong to this.
他把他领来，合成一群。
But I'm going to lead them, so you'll be together.
为一个牧人。
And you'll have one pastor.
如果世界上没有一个教跟我们一样的。
And if there's no other churches like us,
那我们就唯独就真教会。
And then we'll be the only true church.
如果有一样的，
if there will be
不同的教派，
if there's one same church,
但神看是同一群。
But we have the same faith, then God will see us as one.
唯独就真教会是不怎么不管怎么情形都是可以成立的。
And so we're the only true church.
那关于这个说基督话的问题，
I'm sorry.
关于说基督的话这个问题啊
，and regarding saying the words of God，
就是我们的基本信仰怎么行才得救
？This is our basic doctrine. How what should we do to receive salvation？
教会有很大的差别。
We have very different doctrine from other churches。
我昨天是用安息做例子来讲这个问题。
Yesterday I talked about Sabbath。
他们认为新的时代不必守安息日。
Other denomination they think in the New Testament time we don't have to keep Sabbath。
因为耶稣安息一边赶鬼。
Because Jesus was healing on Sabbath.
有律法所禁足的。
And this is forbidden by the law.
耶稣这么做，等于说按照律法废掉了。
But if Jesus did this, that means he abolished Sabbath.
其实律法没有这个规定。
Actually, the law did not say that.
这个是拉比错的教导。
This is the wrong teaching of rabbis.
所以耶稣按照医病的目的，不是说不必守安息日。
The purpose of Jesus healing on Sabbath is not abolishing Sabbath.
所以要告诉他们说，按照医病是神所准许的。
But he wanted to say that it's permitted to heal.
圣经里面也说，耶稣按照了平常规矩安息去会堂。
And in the Bible, it also says that Jesus kept Sabbath.
看路加福音第十章。
Look at Luke 4.
路加福音第十章。
Luke 4.
十六节。
Verse 16.
路加四章十六节。
Luke 4, verse 16.
耶稣来到拿撒勒，就是他长大地方，在安息日，照他平常规矩进了会堂，念起来要念，站起来要念圣经。这边说，安息日，耶稣去会堂是他平常的规矩。
Here it says, on Sabbath day, he went into synagogue as was his custom.
遵守某一种规定，这个叫规矩。
So this is a rule.
可见耶稣很看重安息这个诫命。
That means Jesus emphasized Sabbath.
这样怎么可能他废掉安息日呢？
So how could he abolish Sabbath?
在马可二章那边又谈到。
In Mark 2, he says,
耶稣的门徒安息日经过麦地就掐麦子吃。
The disciples of Jesus went to the field and then picked the
wheat. 耶稣没有禁止。
Wheat, and Jesus did not stop
them. 法利赛人就批评耶稣门徒怎么做不能做的事情啊。
Pharisees were criticizing the disciples of Jesus.
因为摩西的律法规定安息日不能够收割。
Because the law of Moses says that we're not supposed to reap.
那门徒甚至加麦穗吃这个行为是一种收割的行为。
And disciples were gathering the wheat, that means it's sowing.
耶稣不但没有责备门徒，反而替他说话。
But Jesus did not rebuke his disciples, but they were defending them.
为人设立的。
He said Sabbath is for men.
为了给人安息而设立。
For the people to rest.
人不是为安息设立的。
Not meant for Sabbath.
所以人不要被安息捆绑。
So we're not supposed to be bounded by Sabbath.
安息日是为了给人享受身体、心灵安息而设立。
Sabbath is for man to rest both spiritually and physically.
如果安息日肚子饿，不能掐麦子吃。
If you're hungry on Sabbath day and you cannot eat,
还要再走一段很长的路。
You still have to walk for a long distance.
等太阳下山才可以掐麦子吃。
Until the sunset, then you can reap some wheat.
那一边走一边埋怨，这么巧，今天遇到安息日。
Then you'll be walking and murmuring at the same time. Why is it today Sabbath?
假如今天没有安息日，我刚刚吃了饱饱啊。
If it were not Sabbath, I could have had some food.
就安息日要给人安息，反而给人变成一种重担。
So the Sabbath is giving a burden instead of a rest.
这个没有意义了。
There's no meaning then.
所以耶稣说，人不是为安息日设立的。
So Jesus said, it's not meant for Sabbath.
然后说人主是安息主。
And he said, the Son of Man is
安息是我设立的。人主是安息的主啊。
He said, I'm the Lord of Sabbath.
安息是我设立的。
I set up Sabbath.
要怎么遵守是我规定的。
How to keep Sabbath, I'll decide.
恩典时代。
Now it's a period of grace.
不是律法时代。
Not the period of law.
律法时代你犯安息日要用石头打死。
And under the period of law, if you break Sabbath, then you'll be stoned to death.
恩典时代自由了，不再被捆绑。
Under the period of grace, then you're not bounded.
所以，如果你没有什么特别情形，一定要来守安息日。
So if you don't have anything important, you should keep Sabbath.
如果特别情况不能来，不是故意不来，神会原谅你；不是故意不来，纪念安息日。
If you have some special circumstance and you cannot keep Sabbath, then you can do your own thing, but if you have not other things to do, you have to come to keep Sabbath.
安息日会他们所的是立法的安息日。
Sorry.
安息日会基督复临安息日会那个教派啊。
Oh, the seventh day, the denomination they keep the Sabbath under the law of Sabbath.
他们安息日的安息日那一天学生不上课。
And on the Sabbath day, students will not go to school.
公务员不上班。
And people will not work.
因为这样，学生有的可能没有学校念。
And because of this, some students cannot find a school to go to.
公务员可能丢掉他的工作。
And a person can lose his job.
当兵的人安息日那一天他不出操。
And the soldiers will not go out on the Sabbath day.
就被关紧闭。
And they will stay inside the room.
但是他很甘愿。
But they are willing to do that.
他为信仰受逼迫。
Because he was prosecuted because of his faith.
安息日对他讲变成一种重担。
So to them, Sabbath is a burden.
在生活上感觉很多的不方便。
They feel it's very inconvenient in their life.
这个没有安息对他讲没有意义了。
And the Sabbath loses meaning.
我们教所纪念是恩典安息日，跟他们不同。
Our Sabbath is Sabbath of grace. That's different from theirs.
安息日假如患了疾病
，If you're sick on Sabbath day，
或者是受伤流好多血
，Or you're injured，
不能看医生。
You can go to the doctor.
要等太阳下山，安息过去才可以去看医生。
You have to wait until the sunset, then you can see a doctor.
可能有的就没命了。
So some will lose his life then.
因为疾病发生，或者是流很多血。
Because if you're injured, you're bleeding.
尤其心脏病发作很危险。
Especially heart attack is very dangerous.
要抢时间了。
You need to.
那怎么可能等太阳下山呢
？How can you wait until the sunset？
所以安息日如果那种说法，好像立法的这个说法，这个安息没有意义了。
So kind of Sabbath of law that has no meaning.
啊，我们教所纪念的是恩典赎的安息日，而不是立法注下安息日。
Our Sabbath is Sabbath of grace, not Sabbath of law.
啊，好，那他们反对安息还有个理由。
So there's one reason they're against the Sabbath.
看哥罗西书的第二章。
Look at Colossians 2.
十四节。
Verse 14.
哥罗西书的第二章。
Colossians 2.
十四节到十七节
，verse 14 to 17，
又涂抹了在律例上所写攻击我们、有爱我们的注记，把它撤去，钉在十字架上。十五节，即将一切主政的掌权的掳来，明显给众人看，就仗着十字架夸胜。十六节，所以不惧在饮食上或节期。耶稣安息日都不可让人论断你们。十七节，这些元素或是影，那形体却是基督啊！他们常常用这一段做根据。
They use this as a foundation.
历历上所写的都已经钉在十字架上。
They say all the laws has been crucified.
那钉在十字架上的是什么样的内容？在十六节提到安息日。
Verse 16 talks about Sabbath.
他安息日已经定赎价了。
So Sabbath has been crucified.
不必遵守了。
We don't have to keep it.
不要因为没有遵守被论断。
And do not be judged because you don't keep Sabbath.
等于不必遵守。
That means you don't have to keep Sabbath.
就是他们的解释。
That's their explanation.
如果这个解释合理的话
，If this explanation makes sense，
那么定赎价不是只有安息而已。
Then not just Sabbath is being crucified.
上面说饮食也定赎价。
They say drink and eating.
如果安息定赎价，等于不必守安息日。
If the Sabbath has been crucified, that means we don't have to keep Sabbath.
饮食定赎价等于不必吃东西了。
Then eating and drinking has been crucified, so we don't have to eat or drink.
不是这样的。
Not so.
信耶稣也要吃东西。
Even if you believe in Jesus, you need to eat and drink.
到底是饮食的什么定赎价
？So what is crucified?
十六节一开头就说涂抹了律例上所写攻击我们、有爱我们的注记，把它撤去。定在赎价，所以定赎价是什么？就是律例、律法的条例。
So in verse 16, it actually says it's the laws that have been crucified.
饮食的条例是什么
？What are the laws of eating and drinking？
就利未记十一章所说的。
It's Leviticus chapter 11.
洁净呢才可以吃，不洁净不能吃。
You can only eat what is clean, not what is unclean.
犹太人不吃猪肉。
So Jews they don't eat pork.
因为那是不洁净的。
Because that's unclean.
猪肉也不能献给神。
And pork cannot be sacrificed to God because it's unclean.
他们可以出牛羊，也可以把牛羊当作祭物献给神。
They can eat beef or lamb, and they can sacrifice this to God.
回教徒也是不吃猪肉。
Same as Muslims, they don't eat pork.
那是不洁净的。
Because that's unclean.
那么到新约时代来
，So in New Testament time,
这个条例已经被成全，这个律法的规定被成全。
And the laws has been completed, fulfilled.
所以使徒第十章记载。
So in Acts chapter 10,
保罗在这个彼得在祷告说
，When Peter was praying,
看到异象
，He saw a vision.
有一块布包好多东西从天上掉下来。
There is a piece of clothes that contains a lot of things.
有声音说你要宰了吃。
And a sound say, "Get up, Peter, kill and eat."
他一看这个布所包的是那些不能出的律法所禁止的东西。
He looked at the clothes that contains a lot of unclean things.
他说主啊，我从来没有吃过这个东西。
He said, "Lord, I have never eaten anything unclean."
但那个声音三次从天上说，神洁净的，你不要当作食而不洁净。
But there are voices three times saying, "What God has cleansed, you should not take it as unclean."
啊，这继续三次声音从天上来，异象就消除掉。
And it happened so three times.
那这个异象有两个目的。
So there are two purposes for this vision.
一个目的说律法所禁的不能吃的，现在可以吃了。
The first one is what the law says is unclean, but now you can eat it.
啊，因为律法要求洁净才能吃，不洁净不能吃，就是说我们要过着圣洁生活。
Because the law says that you have to eat only clean things, that means we have to have a purity life.
那信主受洗罪得赦免。
And after you believe in the Lord,
又被称义。
Your sins are forgiven, so you're justified.
已经有圣洁的身份。
So you have this holy.
那靠神的帮助改变不好的生活习惯。
And you rely on God's help.
过着圣洁的生活。
To live a pure life.
已经满足律法要求。
So you already satisfy the requirement of law.
所以信耶稣什么都可以吃。
So if you believe in Christ, you can eat everything.
只有热死牲畜不能吃。
Only strangled animals you can't eat.
血不能吃。
You can eat blood.
那个偶像东西不能吃。
And the food sacrificed to idols you can eat.
其他什么都可以吃。
Everything else you can eat.
啊，那么这意象的第二个目的呢
？The second purpose of this vision
需要给彼得知道福音传给外邦。
Is to let Peter know that the gospel will be preached to Gentiles.
外邦没有行割礼。
Gentiles are not circumcised.
没有分别为圣的记号。
They do not have this sign of cleanness.
被当作不洁净的族类。
They were considered unclean.
所以犹太人跟外邦不来往。
So Jewish, they wouldn't associate with Gentiles.
也不一起吃饭。
They wouldn't eat together either.
就是第二个意象，第二个目的。
That's the second purpose of the vision.
他看着意象以后。
After he saw the vision.
哥尼流的仆人，家里的仆人就来了。
The servants of Cornelius came here.
邀请彼得去。
He invited Peter.
因为哥尼流虽然是外邦人。
Cornelius was a Gentile.
他已经信犹太教。
But he converted to Jewish.
他总来敬拜神。
And he worshiped God.
他还常常进入祷告。
And he often fasted and prayed.
他会帮助穷人。
He would help the poor.
圣经说到一个虔诚的这个外邦人。
God said, the Bible said that he's a godly person.
啊，他就祷告东看一下。
And he prayed and then looked.
天使告诉他。
Angel told him.
你要去请彼得来传福音。
You have to send for Peter.
他的差派他的仆人去彼得的住的地方请他来。
So he sent servants to get Peter.
彼得来到跟家里还不懂来做什么。
And Peter didn't know what to do there.
他说你跟我们本来不来往啊。
Peter said, you in the past,
你请我来做什么呢？
Why do you send for me?
哥尼流说我看一下。
Cornelius said, I saw vision.
要请你来。
So I sent for you.
彼得才知道原来神不偏待人。
So Peter understood that the God does not show partiality. 可能神也要拣选
他们。
Maybe God also want to choose them.
所以就向他传福音。
So he preached the gospel to them.
在讲道的时候，他们都圣灵。
When he was preaching, they all received the Holy Spirit.
还没有祷告。
Before even they prayed.
彼得看出来神已经接纳他们。
So Peter knew that God has accepted them.
所以为他们梳洗。
So Peter baptized them.
意象第二个目的啊，就魂穿外邦。
So the second purpose of the vision is to accept the Gentiles. 以后保罗
蒙拣选，就把福音传到欧洲去。
Later on, after Paul was chosen, he preached the gospel to Europe. 那福音就传开了。So he preached the gospel to Europe.
那刚刚讲意象第一个目的就是说，利未记十一章所说不能吃的可以吃。
And the first purpose of the vision is in the Leviticus chapter 11. Now you can eat unclean things.
利未条例定十诫。
So the law has been crucified.
那安息日是有什么条例呢？
So what are the laws of Sabbath?
不能撒种。
You can't.
不能收割。
You can't reap.
不能剪杂七有烧饭。
You can't cook.
所以他们安息日出的东西前一天已经做好了。
So whatever they eat on Sabbath, they had prepared that the previous day.
他们冲糖出干粮，就是饼，这个饼啊，可以放两三天不会发霉啊。
They sometimes eat bread or cookie.
所以星期五太阳下山之前已经准备好明天安息要出的东西。
So they prepare what they have to eat before the sunset on Friday.
啊，这个一个条例了。
So this is a law.
然后安息日要献祭。
On Sabbath you have to sacrifice.
啊，还有可以走的路程的规定。
And there is also a regulation how far you can go.
现在这个条例定俗价了。
And this has been crucified too.
安息我们的聚会可以准备午餐聚会完，早上聚会完可以一起共用午餐啊。
So on Sabbath day we can prepare for lunch and we can have lunch together.
我们有的来教会聚会开车开几公里，几有的十公里、二十公里都来这里聚会啊。
And some members drive for a very very long distance from their home to church.
这个立法禁止不可以的。
And this is forbidden by the law.
而且我们不必献祭。
And we don't have to sacrifice.
因为耶稣是神的羔羊。
Because God is the Lamb of God.
他定赎价就把这个献祭的条例啊已经成全了。
And after he was crucified, then he completed the law.
所以安息条例定赎价。
So the laws of Sabbath have been crucified.
但安息日没有定赎价。
But Sabbath is not crucified.
所以要纪念安息日。
So we should keep Sabbath.
所以就不再受立法耶稣而已。
We're just not under the law.
因为说恩典是安息日了。
Because it's the Sabbath of grace.
饮食定赎价。
Food and drink,
不是不必出东西。
Eat or drink being crucified doesn't mean that you don't have to eat or drink.
不受很多的限制了。
But you don't have to have a lot of restrictions on eating and drinking.
所以这里说安息日定俗的不能不要被论断，就是说不要因为没有照律法方法去所而被论断。
So that says that even if we don't keep the Sabbath under the law, then we still will be justified.
原来使徒时代教会啊福音传到外邦去的时候。
During the apostles' time when the gospel was preached to Gentiles.
每个城里的信耶稣人大部分是当地的外邦人。
All the Christians were Gentiles, local Gentiles.
但也有少数犹太人。
And there are very few Jews.
因为当初外邦的各城都有犹太人住在那边。
Because there are Jews everywhere.
也有他们的会堂。
And they had synagogues.
啊，使徒行传里面记载。
In the book of Acts,
保罗不管到外邦什么城市去，第一步先踏着犹太会堂传给他犹太人。
Doesn't matter where Paul went, the first thing he would do is to preach to the Jews everywhere.
就是犹太人来信耶稣，律法观念还是很浓厚。
And they still had a very strong idea of the law.
他们曾为了个人问题争吵过。
They were quarreling over the issue of circumcision.
为了吃东西的问题争吵过。
And they were quarreling over food and drink.
就罗马书十六章他们所说的。
It's a recording in Romans chapter 16.
所以可能也有人因为有律法观念。认为信耶稣以后所安息日也要像律法那一种规定来所安息日，有人这么样的宣传。
So people at that time believed that if you come to believe in Christ, then you should also keep Sabbath under the law.
教会的内部就发生混乱。
And there were chaos in church.
所以保罗才对哥罗西教信徒说。
So Paul told the members of Colossians.
安息日的条例定十字架了。
He said the laws.Or crucified.
不要因为没有照律法规定所按的被论断。
So you should not be judged just because you don't keep the Sabbath.
所以还是守安息日啊。
So you still keep Sabbath.
但不要没有按照律法规定去守而被论断。
But do not be judged just because you don't keep it under the law.
不是说没有啊，不是说因为没有所按的被论断了。
I'm sorry.
如果没有所按的被论断，等于不被守安息日了。
If you don't keep Sabbath and you are not judged, that means you don't have to keep Sabbath.
如果说不要因为没有照例的规定所按的被论断，等于说要守安息日，但是不必按照立法规定了。
So the true meaning is that you should still keep Sabbath, but not Sabbath under the law.
好，我们这样解释说啊。
So when we explain it this way,
他们可能会看到这个节制跟耶稣的问题。
So they might see the issue of Jesus and the festivals.
就是说，定赎价还有节制跟耶稣。
So Jesus and Festivals has been crucified.
那是不是说节期耶稣的条例定赎价，节期耶稣还是存在，还是要纪念？是不是这样呢
？I'm sorry.
节期跟耶稣的条例啊，定赎价，就是节期耶稣还存在，所以是不是还要守节期跟啊跟这个耶稣呢
？So our question is, do we still have to keep the festivals?
这个就不是这样解释，为什么？因为节期跟耶稣的活动叫做献祭，没有别的活动。
And festivals usually we have some activities, but in general it's just sacrifices.
各种不同节期有献各种不同祭物的规定。
Different festivals will have different sacrifices and different regulations.
那么献祭的诉请，耶稣已经成全了。
God has completed. Jesus has completed the
sacrifice. 羔羊。
Because Jesus is the Lamb of God.
祭坛。
And the cross is the altar.
耶稣定十字架说成了。
And after Jesus was crucified, he said, it's completed. That means the law has been completed.
所以我们信耶稣不必献祭。
So after we believe in Jesus, we do not have to give sacrifices.
因为节期耶稣就是献祭，其他没有别的活动。
Because in festival, usually they only sacrifice. There's no other activities.
没有关系。
So they have nothing to do with us.
所以我们今天就不必纪念节期耶稣。
So we do not have to keep festivals.
好，那保罗助理很看到安息日。
So Paul himself also emphasized Sabbath.
他怎么可能毁掉安息日呢
？How can he abolish Sabbath？
看《使徒行传》。
Look at Acts.
十七章。
17。
《使徒行传》十七章。
Acts 17。
第一节。
Verse 1。
《使徒行传》十七章第一节，保罗和希拉经过安慰波里、亚波罗尼亚，来到。帖撒罗尼迦在那里有犹太的会堂。第二节，保罗照他素常规矩进去，一连三个安息日啊。这里谈到保罗在帖撒罗尼迦时候，一连三安息日去会堂，是照着他素常的规矩。
Here it says Paul went into the synagogue on three Sabbath days.
可见保罗很看重安息日。
That means Paul emphasized.Sabbath day.
路加数章十六节他们说耶稣安息日会堂是他平常规矩。
And in the book of Luke, it says that Jesus goes to synagogue on Sabbath day.
那助理是说保罗去会堂安息日啊，一连三安息日，这个是他数常规矩。
Here it says Paul went into the synagogue three times.
使徒行传跟路加福音都是路加所写。
Both book of Acts and Luke were written by Luke.
路加是医生
，Luke was a doctor，
是个外邦人
，was a Gentile，
他没有律法观念呢、啊、
He didn't have the idea of laws.
但还强调耶稣安息日会堂是他平常规矩咯，保罗安息日会堂是素常规矩咯，他并没有强调律法，因为他没有律法观念。
So Luke did not have the idea of laws, but he emphasized that Jesus and Paul went into synagogue on Sabbath day.
啊，所以路加特别描述耶稣安息日会堂是平常规矩，保罗安息日会堂是素常规矩，就是这两个人都很看重安息日这个诫命的规定。
So both Jesus and Paul they emphasize Sabbath.
台湾的神学院是1963年成立啊。
And our
1963啊。
In 1963,
那1964年就是成立的第二年。
The theological school was established in 1963.
啊，美国五旬的会。的一个亚洲宣教的负责人要去日本经过台湾。
And there's one person from the Pentecost. He was a preacher. He wanted to go to Japan and he passed Taiwan.
以前这个纽泽西教会啊，吴一燕长老，他也是医生。
There's one elder from the New Jersey Church. He was also a doctor.
他从台北移民到美国来。
He immigrated from Taipei to U.S.
啊，他常常去五旬的会跟他们接触。
And he often went to the Pentecost.
因为他认为五旬的会信仰跟我们比较接近。
Because he believed that the faith of Pentecost is close to ours.
那我说这个美国的五旬的会啊，这个总部啊是在美国，他们总部在美国，全数是总部在美国。
And the General Assembly of Pentecost Church is in the United States.
这个牧师是亚洲教区的负责人。
And the pastor is the
叫孟雪啊，他名字叫孟雪啊，他是要去日本见过台湾。
He was going to Japan and he passed by Taiwan.
那要跟我们讨论道理。
He was about to talk about the Jews with us.
就到神学院来。
So he went to the theology school.
那时候杨燕长老、林怀长老刚好去出国不在台湾。
And the two main elders were not in Taiwan at that time.
那时候台湾的中正机场还没有建设，只有松山的机场。
And at the time in Taipei, they only had a very small airport.
啊，总而就派我去啊松江机场接他。
So I was sent to the airport to receive this guy.
啊，我不懂英文，就找一个弟兄当翻译。
Because I don't understand English, so I asked some brother to be an interpreter.
这个弟兄当时在淡水英专当英文老师。
And this brother is an English teacher.
啊，那他就当翻译，那我跟他讨论道理。
So he is an interpreter, and we're talking about the faith.
第一站先接到台北教会来，啊，然后又接他到台中神学院来住两三天。
So we invite him to Taipei Church and to the theological school for 2 or 3 days.
讨论的时候，他说，他不反对安息日。
And when we talk about things, he said, I don't oppose Sabbath day.
他说五旬会的很多教派当中也有守安息日的教派。
And in a lot of Pentecost church, they actually keep Sabbath.
那他这个教派属于守星期天不守安息日的。
And most of the people in Pentecost church, they keep Sunday, not Sabbath.
但他不反对守安息日。
So he's not against Sabbath.
我就给他看使徒书记章刚刚所看的第一节到第二节。
So I showed him Acts chapter 17, verse 1 to 2.
啊，我说保罗安息日会堂是素常规矩，可见保罗很看重安息日啊。
I said it's a custom for Paul to enter the synagogue on Sabbath day. That means Paul emphasized Sabbath day.
他说保罗去会堂的目的不是守安息日了。
He said the purpose of Paul going to the synagogue is not to keep Sabbath.
因为下面说，本着圣经与他们辩论，第三节说讲解陈明基督必须受害，从死里复活。又说我们所传给你们的这耶稣就是基督啊！他说后面这里谈得很清楚啊，保罗安息会堂的目的不是去守安息日，是去传论给犹太人。
He said, it's very clear from verse 3 in chapter 17, the purpose that Paul went into synagogue was to preach Christ, not to keep Sabbath.
因为犹太人安息一定去会堂聚会啊。
Because Jewish people, of course, they will go to the synagogue on Sabbath day.
找这个机会来传福音给他们很恰当啊。
So Paul was trying to find an opportunity to preach Christ.
所以他去会堂目的是要传福音给犹太人的。
So the purpose of going to the synagogue is to preach Christ.
我说你圣经怎么读一半？
He I said, why do you just read half of the Bible?
后面讲他传给犹太人，这个没有错啊。
It is true that he was preaching Christ.
但前面讲他聚会当中照他素常规矩，你怎么没有讲啊？
But in the first part, it says Paul entered the synagogue. In the Sabbath day, that's his custom.
他说这个规矩没有讲所安息日这个规矩啊。
He said, no, there's no such custom.
所以这个你不能说这个是所安息日的规矩哦。
He said, you can't say this is a custom.
因为这里没有讲所安的规矩啊。
Because it does not say it's a custom here.
那我就问他，那什么规矩呢？
So I asked him, what custom is that?
他说我不知道啊。
He said, I don't know.
哦，我以为你知道。
I thought you know.
你知道这个不所安息的规矩。
You know the custom that we don't have to keep
Sabbath. 你才肯定这个不所安息的。
So this is the custom we don't have to keep Sabbath.
你不知道什么规矩。
I said, you don't know what
custom that is. 你凭什么这个不所安的规矩？
How can you say that you don't keep Sabbath?
我有个女婿啊。
I have a son-in-law.
约出要去台北。
One time he was about to go to Taipei.
那么在台中他家里附近那个车站在那边等。
He was waiting at the train station at Taichung.
好，车主来了。
Now the train comes.
他要上去。
He was about to get on.
那个站长说， 那个不是去台北的啦。
And he was told, no, this is not a train to go to Taipei.
他就下来。
So he got off.
等一下一想，哎，不对， 好像是台北， 他怎么说不是？
Later on he thought, no, 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 it looks like it's going to Taipei. Why is it someone tell me that's not?
站长。
So he asked the manager,
你刚刚说那个不是去台北， 是去哪里？
You just said that this is not going to Taipei, so where is it going?
他说我不知道啊。
He said, I have no idea.
哎，我的女婿，你在搞什么？
So my son-in-law said, what are you talking about?
你不知道车主去哪里？
You don't know where the train is going?
你凭什么说不去台北？
Why do you say that it's not going to Taipei?
你断定不是台北，一定你知道去哪里啊？
If you said it's not going to Taipei, then you know where it is going.
你这个太随便了，随便讲话。
You shouldn't say things so recklessly.
有的人说， 为反对而反对。
Some people oppose things because they want to oppose it.
没有理由的反对了。
They oppose for no reason.
所以他说这个没有说所安全规矩。
So he said, there's no custom saying that we should keep Sabbath.
我又问他什么规矩，他又说不知道。
So I said, what custom is that? He said, I don't know.
你不知道什么规矩，怎么敢断呢？这个不守安全的规矩呢？
If you don't know what custom that is, how can you say it's not a custom of keeping Sabbath?
我就告诉他。
So I told him.
保罗是安息日会堂的人目的啦。
So I said, this is the purpose Paul going to synagogue.
第一个目的，
the first purpose,
这个是他素常规矩，
is his custom.
是他跟神的关系，
is a relationship between Paul and God.
第二个目的，
the second purpose,
传给犹太人，
is to preach to the Jews.
这个是他工作责任，
that's his responsibility.
跟人的关系，
and that's the relationship between Paul and man.
做两样的目的都讲才对啊。
And you should talk about both purposes.
你只有抓住后面这个目的，前面那个目的你不管它。
You only talk about the second purpose, but not the first.
圣经不是这个读法了。
You shouldn't read the Bible this way.
所以我才说一般就要读圣经常常断章取义。
So I said some people, they read the Bible, only read half of it.
抓一句就结束。
They explain just one sentence.
没有看前的关系。
They wouldn't read the thing before and after.
每一句话不都突然冒出来，一定有它的背景。
One verse has its meaning. It wouldn't just come out by itself. It would have its background.
你前头不看，只有看某一段来解释啊，常常错误。
You only read one verse, wouldn't read the verse before or after, then you can make mistakes.
就像小组在摸象，有的摸到他的鼻祖，说像喇叭。
So just like a blind person touching an elephant.
摸到他肚子像大铜。
So you touch the trunk and you say this is like a trumpet.
其实象不是那样。
Actually, the elephant's not like that.
某一部分对，整体不是那样了。
It's only a part, not the whole body.
一般基督教所主张的道理啊， 常常从这个角度看是对的。
Some other churches, when they explain the Bible, you can look at it from this angle, it's correct.
但从另外的经文来对照，错了。
From the other angle, it's wrong.
这个叫片面主理。
So they only explain the Bible.
片面主理不是绝对真理。
And this is not the whole truth.
从什么角度看都站得稳。
So you should look at from every angle.
用什么圣经跟你都驳不倒。
And it doesn't matter how you read from other verses, you won't be able to debate with that.
这才是绝对真理。
Then this is the real truth.
我们教几十年来。
And for our church, several decades.
我们解释现在传统方法就是说，根据好多圣经互相比较，然后整理一个系统出来。
When we're trying to study the Bible, we'll study everywhere and we compare everywhere.
这样解释起来很有条理。
In this way, it's organized.
前后不会冲突，不会发生矛盾。
It will not have conflict.
这个才是绝对真理。
Then this is the truth.
我们要传这个。
So we should preach this way.
马丁路德说要归回圣经。
Martin Luther said that we should return to the Bible.
但他并没有完全回归圣经。
But he did not return to the Bible completely.
其他很多教会的主张也有神的根据呀。
And other churches, their doctrines also has foundation of church.
但他们常常抓一句就解释。
But then they often just explain one verse.
他的前后关系。
And then we ignore the verse in front and after.
也忽略了追节跟某一节有没有冲突。
And also ignore some conflicts.
好，现在我们再来讲这个关于星期天的问题。
So now we talk about Sunday.
一般基督教通常认为他们在七月第一日，就是星期天聚会，叫纪念复活日。
So some other churches they want to go to church on Sunday because they think this is a day of resurrection of Christ.
耶稣那一天复活。
Because Jesus resurrected on that day.
也叫主日。
And it's also called the Lord's Day.
他这个属于主的日子。
He said this is the day of the Lord.
啊，圣经里面所讲的这个主日只有一个地方。
In the Bible, there's only one verse referred to the Lord's Day.
看启示录第一章。
Look at Revelation 1.
第十节。
Verse 10.
启示录的第一章。
Revelation 1 verse 10.
第十节。
Verse 10.
当主日，我被圣灵感动，听见在我后面有大声音如吹号说，这里说，主日，约翰被圣灵感动。
Here it says, on the Lord's Day, John was touched by God.
圣经上所的主日啊，只有这个地方。
And in the Bible, it's only indicated here, the Lord's Day.
这里并没有说主日是一个礼拜哪一天。
It did not say it's a certain day in a week.
所以我们不强调主一天叫做安息日。
So we don't emphasize that today, that day is Sabbath.
也不会说主一天就是七日第一日星期天。
You also can say that this is the first day of the week, Sunday.
因为这一节没有说明主日是哪一天呢。
Because at this verse, it did not indicate which day is the Lord's Day.
而且圣经也没有说主一天约翰特别聚会聚会祷告纪念耶稣的复活没有。
And it didn't say that John especially remembered this day as Christ's resurrection day.
这个主日是什么呢？
So what's the Lord say?
就是旧约圣经所说的主耶和华大可畏的日子。
So,
主大可畏的日子，可怕的日子。
This day is a dreadful day.
就是约翰看一下。
Because John saw a vision.
看到主大可畏的日子要发生的事情，把它写下来。
And he saw the dreadful day that's going to happen, so he wrote it down.
这就是这个启示一章十节的意思。就是这样，就是在灵里，在灵里他发现他现在在主的日子。
That's in the spirit, John realized that he was on the day of the Lord.
就把他所看见的意象、所听的声音都记录下来。
So he wrote down all the visions he saw.
所以启示里面内容都属于未来的。
So the material of Revelation that's relevant to the future.
当然，前面两三章又提到当时教会的情况。
Of course, it talks about the situation of the churches.
但主要是讲。耶稣所看的未来要发生的事情，很多意象跟声音。
But the major theme is what John was to see in the future.
所以这个主日不是一个礼拜哪一天。
So it's not a certain day in the week.
是主的日子，约翰进入里面灵界里面去看见将来发生的事情。
It's on the Lord's day, John entered the vision and saw what's going to happen in the future.
所以用追节来说，要纪念主日，就根据启示录一章十五节，这个根据是。没有道理的。
So the other churches denomination they say the Lord's Day is the first day of the week. It makes no sense.
看约翰二十章。
Look at John 20.
约翰福音二十章。
John 20.
第十九节。
Verse 19.
约翰二十章十九节。
John 20.
那日就是七日的第一日晚上，门徒所在地方。因为怕犹太人门都关了，耶稣来站在当中，对他们说：“愿你们平安。”啊，这里说，七日第一日，耶稣向门徒显现。
He said, "The first day of the week, Jesus showed himself to the disciples."
一般就认为耶稣在这显现有特别的意义。
So other denomination they think there's a special meaning here.
就是要告诉他们以后要纪念这一天。
It was like Jesus was telling the disciples to remember this day.
但是圣经并没有说耶稣告诉他要纪念这一天。
But the Bible did not say that Jesus asked disciples to especially remember this day.
耶稣为什么在这里显现呢？
So why did Jesus show himself on this day?
因为耶稣在这一天复活。
Because Jesus resurrected on that day.
复活是好消息啊。
It's a good news.
好消息要很快的给门徒知道啊。
So he should let the disciples know as soon as possible.
他没有必要留几天才向门徒告诉好消息、啊。
He did not have to wait for several days until he tell the disciples the good news.
所以当天复活，当天向门徒显现很自然的。
So he resurrected on that day and he showed himself to the disciples.
没有特别的理由啊。
There's no special reason.
再看到二十六节。
Look at verse 26.
过了八日，门徒又在屋里，多马也和他们同在，门都关了。耶稣来站在当中说：“愿你们平安。”哦，过八日，耶稣又显现。
So after 8 days, Jesus showed himself again.
一个礼拜就七天，不是八天呐、啊。
There are 7 days in a week, not 8 days.
十九节，七日第一日显现，然后过了八天，已经不是那一天了。
So in verse 19, it says Jesus showed himself on Monday, and after 8 days, it's not Monday. It's not Monday anymore.
刚刚,
it's not Sunday anymore. Sorry.
刚刚复活的时候，不一定要选择七天第一天才显现呢。
So Jesus did not have to choose the first day to show himself.
第一次的显现因那天复活。
The first time he showed himself because he resurrected on that day, and that's a good news.
所以当天要给他们知道。
So he will let people know right away.
过了八天呢
？After 8 days,
已经不是七日第一日了。
That would not be the first day in the week.
耶稣也会显现呢、啊。
But Jesus still showed himself.、
啊、所以用这一天来进耶稣复活是不能成为根据的。
So you cannot really use the excuse to celebrate the first day.
他们还有一些根据来支持纪念复活日啊，这样的圣殿根据，等一下才讲啊。
They use other foundations to celebrate the first day of the week. We'll talk about that later.
休息一下，默祷。
We'll take a break, praying silence.